The State of Alaska, North Slope Borough, and Arctic Slope Regional Corporation continue to pressure the federal government over its management of the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, the Alaskan officials testified before a mostly friendly House committee about a bill that would re-evaluate NPRA.
House Bill 1964 would force the federal government to scrap its current management plan and environmental assessments for new ones, and it would require the federal government to hold annual lease sales in NPRA. Congressman Don Young co-sponsored the bill, but was not there to explain his motives for it because he's big game hunting in Africa. Jamie Connell is the acting deputy director of the Bureau of Land Management. She ticked off a list of reasons why the Bureau opposes the bill, including
the timelines required by the bill that may result in shortcuts to public involvement.
Also,
the suggestion that the department pre-approve rights of ways on millions of acres of lands that industry may never seek to develop.
Connell says the bill's requirement of scrapping existing management plans for a new one undermines the work the agency has already done. She told the Subcommittee on Mineral Resources the BLM supports oil and gas drilling in NPRA. But that was met with disbelief from a troika of Alaskans who say the federal government is blocking development.
Interior's record of decision also made the ability to construct a pipeline across NPRA to pump station one of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline more uncertain.
The concern that the North Slope Borough has is the record of decision that was made on the area that we felt would be better served for leasing and not be made into a wilderness area.
Insufficient meaningful consultation with the native landowners or the municipalities within NPRA.
That was Resources Commissioner Dan Sullivan, North Slope Borough Mayor Charlotte Brower, and ASRC's Richard Glenn. All are in Washington, D.C. this week, pushing the federal government on its integrated activity plan. The future of the legislation is unclear. It needs to pass the House of Representatives, which is likely to happen, and then pass the Democratic-controlled Senate, which is less certain. As for the future of NPRA, the BLM says it will hold another lease sale in November. One last year drew bids from just two companies that totaled less than $1 million. In Washington, D.C., I'm Peter Granitz.